think that song's about fucking? Time to crawl back into that pit. But enough about San Francisco. All right. Maybe telling that you referred to something as just fallen order, and I was like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. Oh right, the Star Wars respawn game. That's probably all I will ever know that game has. Like, oh, the respawn Star Wars game. Yeah, Jedi something. Good vibes from that game. I don't know. I think Brad came away from it at E3 feeling pretty optimistic about it. I think they just had people down in Anaheim to see it. They were invited but did not attend. Respawn makes good video games, so we'll see how that goes. You know, now they've got multiple teams working on multiple games, and will they maintain that level of quality across those teams and those games? I have no idea. Titanfall 2 is pretty good, though. Titanfall 1's pretty good, though. Hey, that Apex Legends. Real good. Though I don't know that I care for the Halloween event, the zombie thing. I only played one round of it, but I was like, ah, you know, this seems okay. I was like the last player to die. Like, I was 11th, basically. In that mode, the last 10 humans then have to escape Titanfall 2 style. And everyone who gets killed before that gets turned into a zombie. Outer Worlds next Friday. That's soon. That's very soon. Stranding out. That's like Call of Duty is next Friday, and then Death Stranding is like sometime in November. Is that like the first week? Is that like early? It's like early November. Is I don't even know. I have no fucking idea. Eighth. Okay, yeah, pretty early November. That's it for video games, right? No, I don't know. What else is there? There's Need for Speed. Lovely Doom. Yeah, you know, people talking about Doom getting pushed off being a good thing. I know Brad said that, but like, look, Doom may very well have been the best of all of those, you know? For all we know. Oh, the Ring Fit thing's out today? Huh. Yeah, Nintendo's weird. They don't always, they didn't really talk to us about any Labo stuff pre-release. They didn't invite us to any of that stuff. The Ring Fit stuff. I doubt we'll get that. I doubt we got that from them. Shenmue 3 has gone gold. That's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. Sure. Normally, like, you get a game that's, like, that long and has that much of a story behind it development-wise. Like, I'm kind of into it regardless, in a sense. I'm just like, I want to know how this thing comes out. Like, you know, it'll stoke a curiosity. I have zero curiosity about Shenmue 3. Is it weird how early they sent out Death Stranding? Do you often get games a month before release? It happens. Depends on the game, depends on when it's done, depends on, it doesn't always happen, but it happens, especially, you know, if they think a game's gonna take some time to finish or something like that. It's nice when they can get it out early enough, to let people play all the way through it without having to rush or whatever, so, Yeah, that stuff's not unheard of. Sony in particular has been pretty decent, actually, the past... with some exceptions, but, like, you know, generally speaking, they've been pretty good about getting stuff out early and then having coverage appear ahead of release, which is, like, review coverage before a street date. They did that with, like, God of War, I think, or something. I don't actually know when the Death Stranding review embargo is. I don't commit information like that to memory anymore. It's just not... it does not matter the same way it used to. So, so I don't know if that's if the reviews will hit before release or at release, or I have no idea. But yeah, no, it's certainly not out of the ordinary. It used to happen a lot more when more people had debugs, honestly. When we all had debug 360s and stuff like that, you could get, you know, as soon as the game went gold, they could just burn you a disc and send it to you. And sometimes they would. Is that what we're calling it now? Your kids bought mushroom thing. Stuff on Xbox, because you can obviously, like, convert Xboxes into dev mode, and that'll be like all the sandboxes and all that other stuff. You can get into a developer's sandbox if they give you access and then play builds that way. But Player One, Sonic the Hedgehog. Do they still have helmets colliding and exploding as part of football graphics? Or is that, like, too much of a reminder of fucking how much head trauma and concussion shit is happening? Analog pocket looks nice. I don't know that
let me out.
I don't know that I need
let
one.
Let me out. 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 Let me.
Or rather, like, I'm only really interested in it if it's, you know, because they'll put out, like, mysteriously, someone is putting out jailbroken firmware for these devices that are pretty well encrypted. Weird. Who could it be? You know, the jailbreak firmware that loads games off of SD cards is, like, you know, that's interesting. But, like, I'm not going to dig my Game Boy cartridges out. That's fucking ridiculous. I'm not going to carry GBA games around with me in this day and age. Like, if I can get them on an SD card and leave them there, great, awesome, terrific. I'll do that 10 times out of 10. Why not? But
I'm trapped in your booty, all up.
And, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm curious to see what they do with kind of the open end of it, where they're going to let people release their own cores for it, which seems like a real nod to the Mister stuff and how that's gone. But I don't know how capable that thing will be, because I don't really know. You know, the Mister is like an FPGA plus some SD RAM. And I don't know what the situation is there with that and the specs, like how that'll work. So, like, will it run Super Nintendo games? Like, I don't know. Seems like it could. Yeah, the separate dock and stuff. Like, yeah, it's yeah. It's an interesting looking device, and I think it's a cool idea. But then they were supposed to put out cartridge adapters for, I guess, the NT Mini, the NES one that had all those additional cores. Originally, they were going to do cartridge adapters for that to let you put games in it. They never did. So when they say, like, hey, you'll buy a cartridge adapter for Lynx games, I'm like, cool. I would be into a really good Lynx, weirdly enough. But kind of wait and see what happens with that stuff. Let me down, 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 down. Let me down, 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 down. Let me down. Also, the way they're framing it is like, there's a second FPGA for developers. Seems weird, because the guy, Kevtris, the guy that makes all the, that writes all the cores for analog stuff, said the developers would have access to the Cyclone 5 that's in it. And then there's also, I guess, a Cyclone 10, which is newer, but as I understand it, potentially less powerful. But maybe that's like the one that they don't get access to, because that one's only for like file I/O and you know, the menu or something like that. I don't know what the deal is with that, because I am not a developer. Also, it sounds like they have not necessarily come out and said everything there is to say about that aspect of it. But I don't know. Seem pretty muted, I guess I would say, out of the people that are working on Mr. stuff. It wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm gonna port all my work to this thing. It was just like, all right, okay. The smartest thing I saw was some people saying like, well, if it brings in more FPGA coders that then port in, and we can port their work to Mr. or whatever, then, you know, whatever, it's all fine. I think that's a cool device, but it doesn't necessarily fit my needs, I guess. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. I would potentially get one of those because I'm interested in a solid Lynx. At the same time, it's weird that they're sticking to handheld stuff on it when, you know, like, okay, it'll play Game Gear games through cartridge. I guess that's the thing, is they want to use real cartridges. Their whole thing is, like, plug the cartridges in, which I imagine that's just, like legal gray area stuff. But I don't know if that's just a philosophy of theirs or whatever. I think it's silly, I guess, in a sense, but you know, because, like, once you're doing Game Gear, you kind of have Master System also. Oh, good. Yeah. Great. Yeah, fucking break it the fuck down.
Picking up mad loot when I'm patrolling the road.
original guest, your home, your automobile, your desired occupation, and income. Be honest. Now, go even deeper. Describe the inner person you'd like to be. Let your mind run wild. Assume you can become anything you desire. The fact is, you will become the person you honestly describe. You can't avoid it.
I don't know how many of you have ever had to do this, but if you're gonna, here's a few helpful hints. Take the whole day off work, because that's how long it's gonna take you. Whatever your favorite alcohol is, have a bucket of it next to that minivan, because you're gonna stop and have to take drinks and reread things. If you're over the age of, oh, I'd say 30, at some point you're going to become infuriated with Ralph Nader, because he's the one who started it all. I remember being in grade
school. Took me about 15 minutes. This thinking it was going to be Super Mario music.
Once I was a chunky singer, playing in my Uncle Nick's band. We never had no problems. Each gig we pulled down $2,000 or $3,000. But one night at this wedding,
jamming and rocking and a bopping. And just then he hit me upside my freaking head. He said, play that goomba music, wise guy. Play that goomba music, right. Play that goomba music, wise guy. Grab that accordion and play some goomba music or you die.
All about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of school. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said freshener than a dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it, you're home to Bel Air. I pulled up to a house about 7 or 8, and I
yo, home to Bel Air. Stuck in this tunnel here. I got this can of adrenaline shock.
Dream around me spurs. Scrapping your outdated game and I'll be crafting this verse. Never passing my defenses, you'll be going berserk. That's right, it's Torbjorn. Ready for her. Stop the vodka apocalypse. I'm sure that I can topple over Texas hicks. Ah, drop dispenses for what's in store. Cause I flow hard, there's molten core.
Fella, you're coming up short, but that's all that I expect to win. I'm rapping it dwarf. You're flat out useless. Your character
Shockwave. S-H-O-C. Okay. Adrenaline shock. Okay. Found this at the 7-Eleven yesterday. This tastes fucking bad.
These are the things that
trouble placing this flavor. A deep hole here. Wow. Someone did this.
Thank you. ci darò un vita finestre.
Just trying to live my life out here. There's all these fucking cars and this dude on this bike. Signal and
time. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock.
Have a good day. It's Friday.